Welcome, everybody, to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. I'm Mitch.
And I'm Blake.
And you are Riding with Rose Hill.
The podcast, coming to you live from the hill here in Cypress, Texas, will take place once a week where Mitch and I will discuss a wide variety of topics. Life, love, sex, drugs,
and rock and roll.
And all other things mythical and mystical about life in the music business. We'd also like to encourage everybody that if you have a specific topic you'd like Mitch and I to discuss,
just send it on into our Facebook page. Let the podcast begin.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast, coming to you live from a chilly
hill
in Cypress, Texas. A little chilly out today.
It's cold snaps. Like, yesterday it was like 81 degrees, and today it like, what, topped at like 60?
Right, and so it's going to be freeze overnight, cold tomorrow, and then tomorrow evening we start getting air off the Gulf and it's going to warm up.
Yeah,
which is miserable for anybody with any sinus issues.
Or allergies, or, you know, basically for anybody. It's tough to stay healthy down here.
Yeah, well, welcome back, and I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving, and, you know, got to see some family and friends, and have a good time. A little break from the hustle and bustle, and now right back into it with Christmas season, which... You know, really starts at the end of October nowadays.
You know, it's my favorite time of year, but it's such a build up.
Yeah.
It's like my dad always said, he goes, he wishes we could stretch Christmas. Sounds kind of Jewish, but he wishes we could stretch Christmas out for like a week. You know, open a couple presents a day. You go and you put all this thought and all this, you know, work and money and everything else into buying all these gifts, and then it's literally over.
Snap. Yeah.
Within like an hour and a half.
I hear you. Absolutely. Well, Mitch, what'd you do for Thanksgiving? I know you had some family in.
Yeah, I had some family come in from out of town, some little cousins, and, you know, we just hung out at the house and fried some turkeys up, and actually picked this trick up from Corey Pendleton, our guitar player. Is in the last, I guess recently, like the last 5 years, our new thing is we fry turkeys. I know that's not a new thing to do, but in my family, we've never done it. It was always traditional baked turkey. Right. And so a few years back, we decided, you know, hey, let's try this frying business out. And so if you haven't fried a turkey or ever had fried turkey, it's the way to go.
I know. I'm miserable that I haven't had
it. And so we always get, you know, a couple, instead of getting like the big 20-something pound bird, we'll get like a couple 10-pounders, 10, 12 pounders, and we'll do a couple different flavors and fry them. And one of them, which is a trick I picked up from Corey's, because y'all know my and Corey's affinity for hot wings.
Hot wings. We discussed it for sure.
We buffalo turkeys. Yes. I inject the turkey with buffalo sauce, a little homemade concoction.
Nice.
You know, and then fry it up and then give it the old rub down afterwards. it's, you know what's funny is a lot of people don't like spicy or hot food, but it's by far for like the last 4 years been the favorite of everybody.
I can imagine that turkey kind of mellows out the flavor a little bit, so it's not such a bite, or am I wrong on that completely?
I don't really know.
I mean, get that. I mean, does it taste like you're just chomping on a hot wing? I mean,
it's buffalo turkey.
Yeah,
well, it's great. Go. So besides that, I mean, we kind of did that. My dad got this new infrared frying contraption, so we did a couple old fashioned, and then he tried this thing, and, you know, they both turned out really good.
As long as you didn't blow yourself up. You hear about that with people frying turkeys.
His took 2 hours, and mine took 30 minutes. So, you know. But besides that.
Was there some radiation going
on? No, when you drop it in the oil, it just cooks way faster. And then, I had my little cousin in, so it was fun. I got to play some basketball and football and stuff with him. And
yeah.
It was just good, man. Just good old-fashioned family fun.
We did kind of the, you know, my family is rather large now.
You haven't really told me about your Thanksgiving. So, Blake, how was your Thanksgiving?
We didn't, you know, this year, my wife and I, we were married early, and we were the first ones in our family to have kids.
You're the first one out of all of us to have kids.
So we kind of wanted to start building our own traditions, and my wife's side of the family, her mother and father, she only has one brother, and he's all the way in Virginia, he's in the military, so, you know, and her grandparents have passed away, so we always try to do Thanksgiving at their house, so they're not by themselves. And
right.
My mother-in-law works for the hospital, so she rarely has Thanksgiving off, so... We went over there, and my wife was in charge of cooking this year. And God bless her. I love her to death, guys. But I've never had an affinity for my wife's cooking. And she knocked the cover off the ball. Awesome. That was the best meal she's ever made. She, instead of doing a traditional turkey, she didn't fry one. Because we didn't have the tools to do it. Although, I'm dying to have a fried turkey. She did a turkey wrap, where she basically butterflied the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
and did her
like the breast,
right? And did the stuffing, like, and her stuffing is amazing. That's the best thing she cooks. And put it in the middle, and then wrapped it, and then put skewers through it,
right?
And baked it like that. It was so freaking good.
That sounds good.
It was good.
Like,
and
what do they call those things? Some fancy, like a roulade, or
all I know is, and Krista, and she knows that I kind of jab her about her cooking, and I stopped in the middle of me. I was like, honey, this is amazing. We're gonna make this all the time.
So did the Bringhurst come to your
house? No, we went over there because Carol had to work. She's a nurse, she's an RN nurse, and she has to work on Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm sure your folks and your family miss you out there.
Ranch. They do it at the ranch in Navasota, and they do it big time. And I think next year we're going to try to consolidate all go to the ranch. It's just, you know, as much room as there is at my granddad's ranch, when you have all of us up there, there's not that much room, at least not to spend the night. So we may just do a day trip up there, but... Mitch and I also got to play one of the coolest shows over Thanksgiving break. Cool, really, for us.
More for us than
the general fan. But our good buddy and co-producer Jay Clementi came down from Nashville. His in-laws live in Katy, and it was kind of a twofold deal. On Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, Mitch and I and Jay song swapped. We opened for Phil Pritchett, Cypress Loon, and had a blast. Because we got to play songs with Jay that Jay wrote with us for the record. For the first time since we wrote them. Exactly. And that was, you know, almost a year to the date. So
And the coolest part about that was cool, but the coolest part was to get to hear him play and sing. Because
when he did Sweet and Wild?
We haven't seen him actually perform songs. Never. We've only, you know, sat around and wrote with him, and we know that he's amazing. And we've heard and seen some of the stuff he's done in the past, but it was really cool to be able to sit up there and just look down the line,
and see him in the zone.
You know,
to the point where we're seriously thinking about in the springtime or summertime putting together like a little mini acoustic tour, maybe getting Dukas down and doing something, because it was just
maybe
fun.
I mean, you know, all we have to do is throw fishing in there and Radney will be here.
But I think the fish
during the day and then do an in the round acoustic deal every night down the coast.
Start here in Houston and work your way all the way down
Corpus
and in Padre. Keep going. That's what I do.
Okay.
Although, because of the King Ranch, there's really nothing between Corpus and Padre.
Yeah, we do playing to the cows.
But I think the point in time during the show I knew we were lost in it and just loving every minute was when Jay, you know, he started the night and he looked at him and goes, man, how many songs we got? And I looked at my phone, which I put side stage to keep time, and I was like, one? Yeah. We had gotten lost and we think we even went over 15 minutes, but... That was a blast. And then, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, Jay's whole family came over to my folks' house, and we sat up by the fire and just hung out, man. That was a good time. That was really good, refreshing break. But back to work here. We got some shows coming up y'all should check out. And, you know, I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. Christmas comes around. Everything can kind of get slow around Christmas time.
Well, speaking of the speed up and slow down and the hustle and bustle, we kind of negated to mention that your birthday was... Mid-month last month.
Yeah, my birthday.
So, happy birthday,
thanks,
man.
Thanks.
Publicly, happy birthday.
It was by far, and this has nothing to do with the presents I got, you know, but let me just, bringing up birthdays, have you gotten to the age yet?
I mean, you don't really care about getting
You just don't care.
No.
You do care still? You still?
No, I don't.
You don't care? Yeah, because it becomes more, like, as you get older and you have a house and you have responsibilities, it's more about you get into this habit of needing things as opposed to wanting things.
Well, I think it's twofold for me, anyways. It's being a homeowner and you being a father and things like that. There's obviously things that are more important that you probably need,
right,
versus some cool video game or something. But for me, I think my parents have bought the last guitar they're gonna buy me.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's always something like that. Like, I want a new guitar, right, or some, you know, an amp or a cabinet or something like that, and they're just like, look, we're done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. But see, my mom is the, like, my mom still, well, your mom is too. Like, I'm 27 years old and my mom still gets mad at me if I don't give her a Christmas list.
They're begging for one right now.
I know, they get
I'm trying to put one together.
And if you put one together that's like, look, I need some jeans,
like socks, underwear, you know.
Speaking of, I'm
getting fat. I need to get on the P90X as well, because I put on a pair of jeans out of the dryer the other day. Not even old jeans, like fairly new jeans. Ripped the seat out of them.
Oh, that's been there.
I was pissed.
I've been there recently.
New jeans.
Yeah. Well, Like I was saying, it was the worst birthday of my life because I was so sick. If you heard the podcast,
that's right.
I literally didn't leave the couch. Couldn't talk. People were calling me and I couldn't answer the phone to take their happy birthday. I listened to like 15 voicemails because I couldn't even talk. But one thing I asked for, because it was a need, because let me just tell you folks, life on the road is not easy on the midsection. You're boozing every night. Well, you've heard about food on the road. The food on the road is terribly fattening.
And the road is an unhealthy place to be.
The only exercise you're getting is the, you know, 60 to 90 to 120 minutes you're getting on stage.
That and loading your gear in and out.
In and out, right.
That's your weight training, right?
So, we've been, you know, I asked for, you hear all these things, and I think Mitch is like this, and We're not two guys that everybody has a friend that like once the newest thing comes out, he jumps on. He's like,
yeah,
you know, I'm
old fashioned. I stick with the running, biking, and
right. But when it comes to everything, whether it's the iPad or new music, we always pretty much sit back and let it simmer before we jump in head first.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I know everybody's heard of P90X, this workout deal, and you know I listen to a little bit of sports radio, and that's all they talk about is P90X. And so I was like, you know, it's been like 2 years I've heard about this thing. And we had a buddy of ours that's always been a little bit on the chunky side do it. And the dude lost 35 pounds and was jacked. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to give this thing a shot. And I told this buddy that I had asked for it for my birthday. And he goes, you have no idea what you're getting yourself into. And I go, what do you mean, man? You know, lost 35 pounds. You look great. And he goes, I literally didn't finish a single workout. And I go, well, how'd you lose all this weight? And he's like, oh, because you just take yourself to the limit. Guys, I'm not joking. This thing is the hardest thing. And I played football, and I went through 2-a-days, and I did all the things that you've done, Mitch, when it comes to, the, you know, the hardest.
The fitness thing.
This is freaking miserable. It is an hour straight.
Do you think
straight.
It's that miserable? I mean, let's just say go back to peak shape. Would it be that big of a deal?
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to. They send you a warning that says if you're not in peak shape, you should not do this workout plan. You should do the standard beach body workout and then graduate to this. But so you know I'm lazy. I don't want to screw with that.
How many days are you going on?
Dude, I've only done four.
You've done 4 days?
I've only done 4 days.
Really?
It's 90 days straight, right? You know, the first 3 weeks is the same seven workouts, you know, Sunday through Sunday. And it's funny because I thought they would start you out pretty easy. No, they start you out chest and back. And it's basically nothing but push-ups and simulated pull-ups for an hour, and you get 4 minutes total of break. And then at the end, you're like, oh my God, I'm miserable. I'm like crying. Like Kristen's coming to check on me because I'm miserably, you know, just.
I'm going to make this a weekly update just to find out.
Let's do it.
One, where Blake stands with his P90X endeavor. And two, if he's, you know, see if he's even, if he stays with it.
Well, the thing about it is when you get done with the hour on certain workouts, they do an additional 16 minutes of the ab ripper, which is, this is what they call the ab ripper. Listen to this, dude. It's 11 moves, 350 reps.
Awesome.
Dude, I'm like crying. I just did one before I came over here and I can't even slouch. My stomach hurts a bit. But what I wanted to tell you, because it's the funniest thing about it, and it makes me, I almost have to turn it on mute, is every workout video that you've ever seen always has a host, right? A guy that goes through
it.
Well, the P90X always has the host, and then two or three people doing the exercises with him. This host is so stereotypical, it's not even funny. He's the guy that's all positive. First of all, he's jacked, right? He's all positive, and he's trying to keep you upbeat, but he's the most egotistical dude in the room, right?
Of course he is.
So, like, say you have to do a minute of curls, right? Like, whatever poundage you do. You don't necessarily do it for a minute. You set like a goal, like I want to do 15 reps in this particular curl. So he'll walk around and go, Johnny, how many reps are you going to do? And Johnny's like, I'm going to do 15. He's like, Tommy, how many reps are you going to do? I'm going to do 18. And then the host is like, I'm going to do 19. But don't try it at home. I'm awesome. Like every time.
So he's like Rex Kwando.
he's like, don't have to do all the things that I do. I'm in top peak shape. You know, like with the voice and everything. It's like Kristen walked in.
What was the workout chick off of
Club Dread.
Amy Robichs.
And that was funny because Kristen kept coming in. The first day I got it, Kristen kept coming in. She's like, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, why? She's like, because half the time you're like crying in agony. And the other half the time you're laughing your ass off. And I'm like, you got to just sit here and listen to this guy because he's so funny. He's like, get those knees up. I'm almost hitting myself in the chin. You know? So anyways, if anybody ever gets P90X, just you might have to do it on mute because the guy's too funny, but... Anyways, you know, I'm going to get you to do some of them because it's pretty intense.
I need it, that's for sure.
I think we all need it. The problem is you're like me. You can diet to a certain point, but there's still like, I mean...
I'm a fat kid in a skinny guy's body.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. And if I have to do this intense to maintain, I'm not going to give up James Coney Island chili cheese dogs. Not going to happen. What was the hot dog shop we used to go when we were recording in Nashville? I am craving that.
Zaki's.
Oh my God, guys at Zaki's, if you're listening, Mitch and I are gonna come to Nashville here in the next month. Zaki's.
It was Zaki's. Yeah.
We're gonna come to Nashville here in a few weeks just to hang out because we hadn't been in Nashville in a long time, and we were coming to Zaki's and getting some chili cheese dogs.
That's my favorite place. Those guys are hilarious.
Dude, I don't even know where it is. I'm just gonna Zaki's in the GPS, and we're gonna go.
It's right across the street from Streezy's.
The Pomp King himself.
That's right.
All
right,
guys. That's really all we have today. Not much. Just jibber jabber. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoyed us talking about our Thanksgiving. And
guys, don't forget, if y'all have anything y'all want us to cover, talk about, or even if you just want to say hi, stop by the Facebook page. Drop us a line. We will respond.
Bring it on. And Mitch and I will get working on my before and after pics.
Yeah, that's a good one. We'll post those on Facebook too. Y'all stay tuned.
All right, guys, we're Rose Hill.
We're out.
Guys, thanks for listening to the Ride with Rose Hill podcast, coming to you from the Hill here in Cypress, Texas.
And don't forget, if you like what you heard, this is a weekly podcast where we'll be discussing all sorts of issues. Don't forget to tell your friends.
They can find us www.rosehill-live.com. And please keep sending in your topics on the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you.
Don't forget to support your local live musicians.